Hey there! Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People. My name is Sean, and next to me is my beautiful wife, Carrie Jones.
Sean is a former cop and now his own businessman, and this writing podcast is about writing.
What?
And life. And being quirky. We start with a random thought recorded somewhere in our house, oftentimes in our bedroom. And then we do a writing tip and a dog tip. Why do we talk about writing? Because I'm a writer.
Because Carrie Jones is an international and New York Times best-selling author. She knows a whole heck of a lot about writing.
But not about life.
Well, we do stumble through life quite a bit, and you'll experience that if you keep listening.
Let's start with a random thought.
All right, let's go, baby.
Hey, it's a random thought in the office time, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, man. And I thought that today we could, like, you know, because the world's so negative and unhappy, or at least everything social media-wise is.
Seems that way.
Yeah, that we could talk about some weird news, like Florida men. And this seems like a Florida man news article, right? But it's actually about a couple accused of having sex on the Myrtle Beach Ferris wheel.
There is nothing wrong with that.
They're South Carolina, though. That seems Florida to me, man.
It just seems fun.
You're Florida man.
Yeah.
And you think, yay, didn't you? You're like, oh, I like those people.
Heck yeah. They recorded it too.
They recorded it, yeah. Because they're
my
like
biggest
that.
Problem is I don't like to rock the Ferris wheel. Because I'm a little scared of heights, you know.
Shawnee's afraid. He's a fearful Florida man.
So it would be some mild loving for you, baby.
Oh my gosh. And the thing is that you can talk about it because you can talk about Florida men because you are a Florida man, right?
Yeah, but they're from South Carolina.
It doesn't make sense. Erica and Lori Harmon are their names. And they did it in the Ferris wheel, a bench near the playground, and the supermarket parking lot.
Dang.
They're trying to make a baby.
That was over the past few months.
Oh, I thought it was all one weekend.
Did they,
what?
Oh, they're sharing them to porno sites.
Oh,
I was
going to
say,
doing
are they both married in there? And they're trying to find places outside of their respective houses to
that's
get together.
That's much more interesting. But they're just trying to make a living.
That's right.
Oh. Now I feel badly for them. It's a pandemic. You gotta do what you can. Obviously, they're consensual, you know, like.
I wonder if anybody saw them.
Obviously, someone did because they got arrested.
Well, they could have just seen the recordings.
Oh.
But if nobody saw them while they were doing it, is that really indecent exposure?
I don't know.
I mean, the proof's right there. You're exposing your body parts.
Body parts?
That fit the statute of indecent exposure for South Carolina, I'm sure, but. If nobody saw it, did it really happen? Sort of. You know what I mean.
Did you ever find out what happened with the squirrel attacks in New York City?
Well, who were squirrels attacking?
They were just like...
There's an article about it right there.
Oh. Ooh. All right, so like at the end of 2020... Oh my gosh. Stop. So like at the end of 2020, there were all these squirrels that were attacking things.
Yeah.
Meaning people. In Rego Park. It's in the Queens somewhere.
Yeah.
And they, like, one family had 20 unprovoked squirrel attacks.
20? A neighborhood.
20.
Oh, my word. No, yeah. Well, that family says the neighborhood is.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It is.
Like, allegedly, according to a Fox News article, one of the people said they've been randomly attacking people. Attacking is anywhere from jumping onto them to scratching and biting aggressively. We don't know why it's happening.
That's pretty weird.
Dude. Maybe the people in the neighborhood were, like, eating the squirrels, and then the squirrels had a counterattack. I mean, it's pandemic times.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
We have a friend who eats squirrel.
I'll eat a squirrel.
Because you're Florida man.
Is all the food you need in New York City? Squirrels? Pigeons? Is this squab?
What's squab?
I think squab is pigeon. I don't know.
Oh.
But you can look it up.
So I want to know, like, how... Like, I understand that Florida man's a concept.
That's right. Not any particular man.
But why is there no Maine man?
Why? Because Maine men don't tend to run around naked, I guess.
Well, that's cause, just because it's too cold here.
Seems like every other Florida man's naked.
Like, but it's
not every other Florida man from Florida, but
oh, every... you got a Disney naked man there. Oh, naked man there. Ooh, thank goodness that one's dressed. Ooh, naked man there.
I meant every other, look, naked. Naked.
Yeah, Sean's looking at Florida Man headlines right now, and they're all about naked underwear. Florida men. And they're just... It's like Florida Man wearing only underwear steals mail, attacks homeowner. Florida Man carrying Pelosi's lectern, arrested. Florida Man, the epic adult coloring book. Ooh, what? Somebody's making money off the Florida awesome. Man. Good on you, guy.
Yeah.
But, like, one drunk Florida man drove his lawnmower down the highway. Another drunk Florida man crashed a golf cart and said, Trump did it! And then...
Golf cart.
Oh, a golf cart. Did I say court?
Yeah, that's all right.
And one Florida man, and there's a video, clung to a semi-truck speeding down the highway.
Yeah, that was kind of older, I think.
Yeah, but man.
That's like, crazy.
But my point is...
There's some crazy people in Florida.
Yeah. Like, how could... I mean, there's people who are a little different everywhere. But Florida, yeah. Somehow...
I think it's the humidity. Oh, all right. It makes your brain sweat. Okay. And then you lose cells. And soon you're taking your clothes off. It's like, you know, doing too much ecstasy or something. Your body just overheats. And
I wouldn't know that.
You know. It's like heat stroke.
Florida?
Yeah.
So it's too warm, so it messes up your brain?
Yeah. And then you feel like you just gotta get cool, so you rip your clothes off.
Well, then why isn't there like Texas Man or Mississippi Man?
Because of the humidity.
There's no humidity in Mississippi.
Well, there is, see, but then you gotta factor into the population density. So, like, if you go to New York or California where you have those dense populations... Or Texas, but does Texas even have the humidity of Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a little more arid?
When I was in Texas, it was pretty hot.
Hot? I'm not talking
about
hot.
No, humid hot.
Humid hot?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's Texas.
We need to spend more time in Texas.
Texas Man just doesn't have the same ring, I guess.
Texas Man. Florida Man.
Texas would always... Texas Man wearing nothing but cowboy hat. That's how all every article would start.
What would Maine Man one start like? Because we live in Maine. It'd be Maine Man wearing nothing but his flannel, his fleece, his Carhartt.
Yes, and exactly.
Alright, yay, we did it.
Writing?
Why are you laughing, boo?
I'll tell you later. Writing tip of the pod.
Most professional podcast ever.
Ever. Wait for our next one.
Woo-wee.
Loving the Strange.
Okay, but right now, we're not talking about Loving the Strange, except that we kind of are. Because we're talking about the sexy and amazing semicolon.
Woohoo! Your colon's very sexy, babe. I mean, your semicolon's pretty sexy.
Oh. I can't believe you said that.
What?
Oh, you know what. Okay, so the semicolon is too sexy for its own good.
Yeah.
Recently, I've been working on a lot of people's stories that are fantastic except for one thing. One easily fixable thing. They have semicolons everywhere.
You know what the problem with this whole grammar thing is?
Oh, dear.
It's easy to learn. It's like law. It's easy to learn one or two rules, but there's so many rules.
There are so many rules.
I mean, every time you teach me something, then I get taught something new the next day and I forget one thing, you know.
But you gotta practice it.
That's the trick. Just like anything else. Just like playing a musical instrument, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And then if you fix your own errors, like you research it and you fix your own errors.
Oh, then you really learn
it. Really learn it. But most people just buy a copy editor who is the sexiest person in publishing. Because they fix everything for you.
That's right. For just a few dollars.
For just $1,000, they will make your whole writing kitchen shiny.
Well, the other thing is you can read
over. Half dressed.
You can read over your own thing 100 times and miss stuff.
Oh, you missed it. As I know. All right, so.
Me too.
The semicolon is that little bit of punctuation that looks like there's a comma on the bottom and a period topping it.
What?
And judging...
Barry just made a sex innuendo.
And...
Mark it right here. I can't see the recorder, so I don't know what the time was.
Stop it. And judging from people's use of the semicolon, it's an addictive, sexy beast.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the ellipsis. But... We're not talking about the little dot.
I love
dot,
your ellipses too. Baby.
Today, we're talking about the semicolon. And most people think that they understand the semicolon. Once again, it's a period topping a comma, right? You use it to do something.
Or, yeah. You just use it because it looks cool.
Yeah.
Now, wait. I never thought about this before. Does the fact that it's a period on top of a comma, does that actually come into play?
Yes.
Maybe I'll understand now. Read on, baby.
So here's the thing. A semicolon is a divider. It's like a comma and a period that way, right? The comma divides the clauses.
Right.
The period divides the sentences, right? But it's not exactly the same. It creates a different length of pause for the reader between the words that it divides, right?
I just figured that out.
Because I just said it.
No, before you said it, I was like, wait a minute. A comma's like a pause. A period's a hard ending, so a semicolon must fall somewhere in the middle.
That's right, boo. You're so smart.
You got it.
You just never thought about
it
before.
I got it.
So there are different levels of the pause, and we're going to check it out with these three sentences, right? Sean's going to read the sentences, and when he sees a comma or a semicolon or a period, he's going to say that aloud, too, so you understand it, right? But all the notes are over on Carrie Jones Bookstop blog, so you can visualize it as well.
All right.
So the first sentence is a comma, and it's going to have a minimal pause.
Sean wanted to talk about naughty things, but Carrie was not going to let him do that today.
Baby, you forgot to say the comma aloud.
Oh, my gosh. Did you say? Okay. Sorry.
Most professional podcast.
By the way, what I'm about to say, my day, every day.
Aww.
Sean wanted to talk about naughty things, comma, but Carrie was not going to let him do that today.
Here's the same sentiment, but with a medium weight pause.
Sean wanted to talk about naughty things, semicolon. Carrie was not going to let him do that today.
Nope. And here's the same sentiment with the pause heavyweight fighter, the period.
Sean wanted to talk about naughty things, period. Carrie was not going to let him do that today.
Nuh-uh. So, your punctuation choice controls the pacing of your paragraph and sentence. And if you've put 18 of them in one paragraph, you're going to slow down the pace of your story and also make the readers get crinkly noses and hate you. Got it?
Yeah.
So, how do you use semicolons? There are three major ways to use this sexy beast.
Number one.
Is to
connect a certain kind of thing.
Right, man. So semicolons connect two independent clauses. You know something's an independent clause if it can stand alone as its very own sentence. It's like using the conjunction and between two independent clauses to show that they're really related.
See, it's these rules that screw me up. Anyways.
So here's an example.
Sean is wearing big boy pants.
Semicolon.
He has been for 45... Wait a minute. I wasn't wearing diapers till I was 7.
I forgot how old you were, babe. So two, to separate, you can use them to separate things in a list sometimes.
My wife had a list of things that she wanted me to accomplish that day, and it included taking out the trash.
Semicolon.
Going into the basement to look at the copper pipes, which, by the way, are boring to look at and not linking.
Semicolon.
And singing. I'm a horrible singer, by the way. A whole mess of show tunes and not the ones from Hamilton for some reason.
So if you get a weird list like that and there's a lot of internal punctuation, then you can start that list off with a semicolon and use those semicolons throughout. Right?
Yeah.
To keep people's brains from going to mush, trying to figure out what's going on.
So if you've got like 47 commas in your sentence, you probably could throw in a couple semicolons.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
As long as each one's an independent clause?
No, not for the list.
Oh, not for the list.
So the first way you can do it is when you connect a certain kind of thing, which is those two independent clauses, right? And you don't want to make them separate sentences for some reason.
Right.
Because I guess you care more about that pause and that connect to the connection. And you
worry
people won't get it. The second way to use it is to separate things in a list sometimes. And the third way, and the things in the list do not need to be independent clauses. They just need to be clunky and weird.
Okay.
And then the third way to use it is the
conjunctive adjective moments.
So these little tricky beasts are tricky, thus called tricky beasts. But mostly they happen with these words when they join two independent clauses. And the special words involved are
moreover, nevertheless, however, otherwise, therefore, then, finally, likewise, and consequently.
I think that's the only time in our whole life that I've ever heard you use the word nevertheless.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. All right, so what?
I don't know, actually.
So here's a quick example of a conjunctive adjective moment.
Sean had been told that he should definitely not fart in a bed at night.
Semicolon.
However.
Comma.
Sean decided that this household rule was absolutely unfair. What's that punctuation?
Period.
Because!
No! Writing tip of the pod, all condensed. Here we go.
So there you go. Don't put semicolons everywhere because that's a flag to agents, editors, or readers. Use them when you need to because they can really help for clarity in lists. But remember, too much of a good thing is a bad thing in writing. Sometimes life, too.
Oh, but not ours.
Never. I know. Get enough of the good things, baby. Dog tip for life.
So, Sparty and Gabby were a little at a loss for how semicolons and pauses impacted them in their life. But then I'm like, dude, the semicolon is like the pause between when, like, anything, and you gotta lean into that pause sometimes and know it's not a full stop. So, like, when you doggies, because Gabby and Sparty, if you're listening to us the first time, are our dogs, right? Mm-hmm. They're both rescue dogs, and they had this whole life before us, right?
Yeah.
That's the independent clause at the beginning of the sentence. And then they thought, oh no, it's all over. I got picked up by the pound, right? Or the foster place, because they're dogs. They didn't quite know what was going on. And they thought that their life had come to a full stop, right?
Should be a period.
But it wasn't a full stop. The semicolon was a pause before the next part of their life, which is why so many people use it for, like, suicide survival as a tattoo. So the dogs now have this second independent clause. It's not who they were in their first life, which was beaten and abused, or for Gabby, or and tied to a tree. And for Sparty, it was like, you know, we think roaming the streets, judging by his...
He had a good life.
And hanging out with a construction worker, we think. But
yeah.
Because if you watch him, it really makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does.
But now he has this whole brand new life, right? He's still the same dog. Like, the sentence is continuing, but there was this really big pause, a readjustment, a recreation in the center.
Right? Good job, love.
Dude, you're like going nowhere.
Me?
Yeah.
All I could get out of him was, hey, you don't always feed us leftovers after you guys eat your own food, because sometimes it wrecks our semicolons.
Oh no.
But you did a good job.
Hey, we also just wanted to make sure that we explained exactly what the semicolon tattoo is. It's basically just like how the semicolon combines two different independent clauses or complete sentences in the sentiment. Project Semicolon is a nonprofit dedicated to raising awareness of mental illness, self-harm, and suicide. And they say a semicolon represents a sentence the author could have ended but chose not to. which is really poignant, right?
It sure is.
The author is you, and the sentence is your life. And we'll put a link in on the notes on our blog about Project Semicolon.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
It's a good project.
Sounds like it.
And please stay here with
Pretty
us.
Pretty cool tattoo.
In life, but not the podcast, because...
No, stay with us in the podcast, too. Because no, if you hang out to listen to us every week, that means you're here every week.
Yeah, and you never know what we might do.
Yeah, someday you might...
We crash hard.
Yeah, we might have a fight on the podcast.
Which would be exciting. Hmm? That'd be kind of exciting, I guess, but I'm conflict averse, so I don't know, hon.
Oh, I don't want to have a fight on the podcast. I mean, we never fight hardly at all, but, you know. What are you scoffing at?
Yeah. So anyways, Project Semicolon.
Sounds great to me. Hello, everybody. We just want to say thank you for listening. We really appreciate it very much. And we enjoy this podcast and hope you do too. So please be sure to like, share, and subscribe this marvelous piece of information right here.
All the podcast notes and all of our podcasts are available everywhere, but the notes themselves are on Carrie Jones Books, C-A-R-R-I-E, jonesbooks.blog. And we wanted to do a special shout out because all the music that you hear in this podcast is that we've clipped and shortened is made available through the Creative Commons license. We have a link on our podcast webpage there to the artist's website, and the artist is Broke for Free, and the song is Summer Spliff.
Spliff! Summer Spliff!
I don't know how to say those pot words.
I don't even know for sure that's what they're talking about, but I like to pretend. And, baby girl.
Yes.
What's coming up new in our lives?
Hey, I have a new class, 6-month class at the Writing Barn that starts in February called Write, Submit, Support. And I have a new class myself, and you can contact me via the website if you want in. We have another new cool Patreon coming up.
Yes, we do. I'm excited about that.
We have another podcast coming out soon.
The Patreon's actually out.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's up and running.
It was out yesterday. Yeah. We just haven't talked about it yet.
What can we do on that Patreon?
We can, you can take a teachable class, like, kind of thing, and learn how to write killer scenes in just one day for $25. Yeah. You can also...
buy some of your books.
Yeah, get PDF versions of my books.
Support the podcast.
And you can support this podcast.
What else do we have coming up, Lovie?
I have a new book coming up soon.
Woo-woo!
It's the sequel to The Places We Hide. Yeah. And I just mentioned our other podcast.
Did you mention that we have a new podcast coming out soon?
Yeah, man.
Oh.
We haven't named it yet.
No, but I'm so excited about it.
He's way excited about it.
Because we don't have to be all, like, G-rated and stuff.
Yeah, it's not as G-rated.
I'm going to get to cuss.
He's going to get to swear.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to have video with it, too.
Thanks again, folks. We truly appreciate it and love you.
Very much.